You're listening to SBS News.
Jad Nackley opened his Lebanese restaurant in the heart of Cronulla 7 years ago. He chose the name Yalla Sawa, which means come together in Arabic. Jad says from day one, that's exactly what the community has done.
So the whole idea of the restaurant is come together, eat together, drink together. We thought about the concept and we said, look, it's all going to be about sharing. It's all going to be a sort of people getting together. As soon as we opened doors, we were busy. And we were busy for a long time. A lot of the locals love this place, you know, and it's sort of like they tell a lot of people about it, you know, oh, if you go to Cronulla, you've got to go to Yalla Sawa.
But success wasn't always guaranteed for this local business. Years earlier, Jad says another Lebanese restaurant had stood on the exact same spot.
Yeah, it used to be a Lebanese restaurant around 15 years ago. Yeah, and then a few things happened and then he closed down. It wasn't working for him at that time.
That decision to close came just after the Cronulla riots. On December 11, 2005, more than 5,000 people from all over Sydney descended on Cronulla in a planned rally. Tens of thousands of text messages were circulated in the days before, calling people to come to the beach for what was being called a bashing day, targeting the Lebanese community. The alcohol-fueled violence that ensued saw the day go down as one of the darkest in Australia's recent history. Lebanese-Australian author and journalist Sarah Ayoub was 19 years old at the time. She says it was one of her earliest experiences with racism in this country.
I think that what stood out for me back then and what still stands out now is the phrase, "No Allah in the Nala." In Arabic, the word Allah is just God, so even Christians say God is Allah. I just found that so ironic. I just remember just the mobs.
Sarah says the riots had an immediate impact on her family and friends and quickly became part of her writing. Her first novel, Hate is Such a Strong Word, is set in the shadow of the riots.
Because I was dating my now husband, who was Anglo-Australian, that friends were telling me, oh, you know, you can't date him, look at what happened. For those riots to happen when they did, when I was just on the cusp of, you know, entering into my adult life, really transformed the way that I thought of myself as an Australian of Lebanese heritage. I really questioned what my place was in this country. And so writing about that feeling of otherness really helped me deal with what was going on.
While the Cronulla riots ended almost as quickly as they began, Sarah says she fears the racist sentiment behind them is still alive and well to this day.
So I actually feel that racists have become more emboldened. We're seeing a rising white supremacy all throughout the Western world. And I feel like although the conversations about who exactly is the other might be changing, it's still part of, you know, Australia's fabric.
Sarah is not alone in her fears. Roland Jabour was the chairman of the Australian Arabic Council when the riots occurred and has held that position ever since. He says he believes an event like the Cronulla riots could have happened anywhere in Australia and could even happen again.
More than 20% of our population is subjected to some form of racism. You know, it is an underlying issue. It just needs a trigger. It requires an event or an incident to bring it to the surface. And hence why I think we are not safe. I think it is something that we need to focus on and something that we need to address. Yes, the risk is there and we are subjected to that risk.
Mr. Jabour says as long as the underlying racism is not addressed, that risk will always remain.
And unfortunately, as a nation, although we have probably succeeded and by comparison we've done very well in terms of integrating our new migrants, but even those who are born in Australia often feel isolated because they had not been accepted or not been embraced by mainstream. And they tend to remain on the fringes of society, feel isolated, which means that they will never integrate. And it needs a strategy, a long-term strategy, I think, that needs to include not only politicians, but media, academics, and it needs to start at the level of schools. I think we all know that ignorance breeds fear.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.